Good morning, and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Tuesday, May 7th. On today's show, Mars may have been more Earth-like than we thought, as the discovery of oxygen-rich rocks reveals. Scientists are also exploring how to grow crops on Mars. Plus, stay tuned for more exciting updates from the Red Planet. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with a new discovery on Mars that is shedding light on the Red Planet's past. Rocks found by NASA's Curiosity rover suggest that Mars may have once had an oxygen-rich atmosphere, making it more similar to Earth and potentially more hospitable to life than previously thought. Here with more details is our Simply Mars correspondent. These rocks were found scattered on an ancient Martian shoreline. What makes them so unique?
The key is that these rocks are unusually rich in manganese oxide. This chemical compound requires a highly oxidizing environment to form. On Earth, manganese oxides are produced in an atmosphere with plenty of free oxygen. So finding these manganese-rich rocks on Mars suggests that the planet may have also had high oxygen levels in its distant past, making it much more Earth-like than the cold, dry world we see today.
How does this change our understanding of Mars and its potential for hosting life?
It adds to a growing body of evidence that ancient Mars was more hospitable than we once thought. Previous discoveries have shown that Mars had liquid water on its surface and habitable conditions for microbes billions of years ago. But the presence of atmospheric oxygen would take that a step further, indicating an even more Earth-like and life-friendly environment. Oxygen is a key ingredient for complex life as we know it. This find doesn't prove life existed on Mars, but it does suggest the planet may have been capable of supporting more advanced life forms, not just simple microbes.
Do these rocks provide any clues about what caused Mars to lose its oxygen and become the barren world it is now?
The exact timing and cause of Mars's atmospheric loss is still an open question. But many scientists believe the planet's low gravity and lack of a global magnetic field left it vulnerable. Without sufficient gravity and magnetism to hold onto its atmosphere, Mars was stripped of much of its air and water when bombarded by solar wind and radiation over billions of years. This process may have transformed the planet from an Earth-like world to the cold desert we see today. But these new rock samples could help fill in critical details about the speed and extent of this dramatic change.
How might this discovery influence NASA's future exploration plans for Mars? Could it shift the focus of where to search for signs of past life?
It certainly adds an intriguing new piece to the puzzle. Much of the search for life has focused on areas that held surface water, like ancient lake beds and river deltas. But if Mars did have a more oxygen-rich atmosphere, it expands the possibilities of where life may have thrived. We might want to seek out similar manganese deposits or other geologic markers of atmospheric oxygen. These could point the way to the most promising sites to look for complex fossil remains, if they exist. Ultimately, this find paints a picture of a more vibrant ancient Mars, and provides one more compelling reason to keep exploring our neighboring world.
Thanks for that fascinating look at what we're still learning about Mars's history and evolution. And speaking of the Red Planet, growing food there will be essential for future human colonies to survive long term. Relying on rocket deliveries from Earth would simply be too costly and risky. Scientists are now exploring ways to improve space farming, and a recent study out of the Netherlands has identified a promising technique that could boost crop yields in simulated Martian soil. Here with more details is our Simply Mars correspondent, Abby. So what exactly did the researchers find?
The researchers at Wageningen University discovered that growing different crops together, a method known as intercropping, significantly improved tomato production in simulated Martian soil. By planting tomatoes alongside peas and carrots, the tomato plants produced about double the amount compared to growing them alone. The tomatoes were also larger, flowered and matured earlier, and had more fruit per plant with thicker stems. Interestingly, the amounts of peas and carrots did not increase with intercropping.
That's fascinating. Do we know why the tomatoes benefited so much from being grown with the other crops?
The researchers believe the tomato plants likely benefited from being close to the pea plants. Peas are good at converting nitrogen from the air into an important nutrient in the soil with the help of added bacteria. This nitrogen boost seems to have given the tomatoes an advantage. However, the tall tomato and pea plants ended up blocking light from the carrots, causing them to produce fewer crops in the intercropping setup.
I understand this experiment was conducted in a controlled greenhouse environment. How closely did they match the conditions that would be expected on Mars?
The crops were grown in a soil that very closely mimics real Martian soil, known as regolith. This simulated Martian regolith was developed by NASA to be a near-perfect physical and chemical match. The researchers added beneficial bacteria and nutrients and precisely controlled the gases, temperature, and humidity inside the greenhouse to align with the conditions anticipated inside a Martian greenhouse. While not perfect, it's one of the most realistic simulations to date.
It's exciting to see this kind of progress being made in the field of space agriculture. Even though human missions to Mars are still likely a couple decades away, laying the groundwork now will be key to the long-term habitability of the Red Planet. Thanks for the report, Abby. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.